Oh, hi, John. This is Arnold from KOWS Radio. And we have an interview.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Great. Well, welcome to Cowes. We're up in Sonoma County.
Uh-huh.
And this is recorded. I'm recording this for later.
Okay,
so,
sure.
Well, welcome, and great admirer of you for ever since I was a young lad growing up in England.
Okay.
And little history there. So, of course, the first question I have to ask any British guest is, most importantly, is what tea do you drink and how do you drink it?
What tea?
Yeah, if you do.
Not very often, you know. I don't really. I'm more of a coffee person.
Okay. Been in America too long?
I don't really know how to answer that.
So anyway, wow, what a career! Hate to bring up age, but you'll be 80 next year, I think.
Correct. Yes.
And you're still rocking.
Yeah, that's my job.
Yeah. And perhaps, let's go. Let's start from the beginning, and as far back as you can remember. what was your? I mean, you were born in Northern England. What brought you into music, and specifically into the blues?
Just through listening to records, you know, and just finding my way through it.
Were you given a direction, or was it haphazard? How did you,
I don't know. You know, everybody finds a direction in life of what they feel most comfortable with. So, for me, it was art and music, and that's all it's about.
Well, and that was it. You actually, even though you were playing music, your main concentration was art originally.
Well, I did go to art school. Yeah, that was my career for quite some years.
Which actually is a traditional way that a lot of musicians do seem to go.
Yeah, I have heard that mentioned.
I know people in America don't know a lot about the British, you know, music scene, the blues music scene that started in the 50s. Could you, tell us about the scene and how it started and what inspired it?
I'm really at a loss to answer that one. I mean, everybody knows my history and the history of all the British blues men. I mean, it's common knowledge, you know.
Okay. Well, just really where it, just their inspiration came from, I suppose, is what I'm getting
at.
It
all comes from American music. I mean, that's where everybody knows that. So can we get on to, something more current? Because, we're coming up your way. People want to know who's playing and all that. Everybody knows my history.
Oh, okay. You're coming up to Napa in just about 3 weeks, I believe.
That's right, yes.
And what band have you got together? Are you bringing with?
Well, the band I have has been together 4 years now. So Rocky Athis on guitar, and the rhythm section from Chicago is Greg Arzab on bass, and Jay Davenport on drums. So it's a wonderful outfit. So we're going to have a lot of fun up there.
And is it really still blues-based? How's your style now?
Well, it's the only thing I know how to play, so obviously it is, yeah. So it's a very strong blues rock, and, people definitely enjoy it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have, you have veered off blues a little bit over your career.
Well, not really. I mean, the blues is the bedrock of everything I've ever played. So, sometimes it's been jazz, more jazz influenced or more rock and roll influenced, but it's all the same thing. It's all my music.
Right. And now this current tour, have you got a CD or with going with it?
I have some CDs I'll be selling at the show, so it's going to be, it's always a good thing for people to catch up to date. So we've got an album live in London, which I'll be bringing with me. So we'll be selling those and signing them. So everybody enjoys that.
Now, was it the same band with you?
Yes, live in London? That's right. Yes, yeah.
And, you know, your audience now, who are you seeing in the crowd? Is it just us grey hairs, or what are you seeing now?
Well, this was a great cross-section, you know, especially at festivals. People bring their children and, you know, everybody, you know, it's a multicultural, it's multi-age, so, you know, it's always good to see the turnover.
May I ask actually just one question? It comes from 1969, just quickly. A friend of mine interviewed you back then for Boston After Dark, and he said that you told him that you'd got a diary of J.B. Lenoir, and that you were going that had a whole bunch of music on it, and you were going to do it one day. I don't know if you ever have.
No, I don't exactly know what that was all about. You know, I interviewed his widow, and that probably is the only thing that, you know. And I put those excerpts on the album Crusade.
Oh, okay. So maybe that was a reference.
Yeah. So I had seen you know his. Bits of writings and everything when I went to interview his widow.
Oh, okay.
So that's that.
Okay. Now, on this tour, what are you playing? Just the guitar? Are you jumping onto lots of things? What are you going to?
Well, I don't usually play guitar on the road. It's usually just something that I use on the recordings. But keyboard's my main instrument, and harmonica is you know the lead instrument. So between those two, that's. Where I'll be playing.
Well, that sounds really good. Yeah, I saw you
made. Yeah, it was kind of fun.
Yeah, and well, now how's your work with other musicians? Obviously, you've inspired incredible amount of people in the past. How's your reception with other musicians now? How do they dig you? Are you getting?
I can't answer that really. I mean, you'd have to ask them.
Okay.
Anyway, I've got another call coming in, so, you know, if you've got one last question, that would be good.
Okay. Keep doing what you're doing. And have you got a message for anybody who's wants to go into the blues and what their inspiration should be?
Well, just keep listening to it. Whatever turns you on, that's the direction you should go in.
Okay.
Okay, so nice talking to you.
Thank you so much.
And we'll see you up in Napa.
Yes, indeed. I look forward
to it. Okay, great. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.